Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got PK Kelly with me. We're going to talk about a little insurance, maybe try to save you a little money and at least protect your assets. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back afterward for our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Okay, Claire's not here, so she was tired of us talking about football. I got PK with me, so we got to talk a little sports, especially with what ASU is doing right now.
Yeah, basketball is great. This is, by the way, a couple things that's going on with Angelo State basketball. In the history, this is 50-plus years that ASU's had, as a four-year school, had basketball, right?
Right.
The women and the men's team have never made the NCAA tournament in the same year, and right now they're on pace to both do it. And the Rams might host an NCAA regional tournament, which has never happened in the history of the school.
The first time ever.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Still 2 weeks left to go. We don't want to, but we'll see what happens.
What do you think, PK? Are they going to do it?
Knock on wood, we're not jinxing them.
You're not jinxing them.
I think they're going to make it.
I think they're going to make it, too. And I got to throw in there, the Big 12. You know, I got my horns in there. All the Big 12.
Shaka Smart, I said he's a great coach.
Yes. I mean, look at them. The whole Big 12. Man, that whole conference is rocking.
Even Texas Tech has decided to play some basketball this year.
Yes. It's pretty cool.
Beat Oklahoma last Wednesday.
Okay, well, now we'll get back to real estate. We had to throw a little sports in there. You know, we got to do it with Jeremy. It's just kind of a tradition.
I'm not going to pay attention the rest of the show now.
Yeah. Go ahead. Take that nap now. PK, thanks for coming.
Well, glad to be here, Scott.
You know, we were talking with Talents the other day and talking about insurance. It made me start thinking, man, there's so many different facets and so many areas we need to cover. And that's why I asked you if that may be a good idea to share that with everybody, with our listeners.
Great. I appreciate the opportunity.
Let's start with homeowners. I mean, that's my bread and butter, you know.
Okay.
We sell a house. They need to get homeowners insurance. Kind of, what are the different options they have?
Well, they need to get with their agent and make sure that they've got their asset insured to what they need, you know. So many times people look at just price only, and it needs to be the best price, but you don't want to give up coverage. You need to make sure that you've got the coverages you need. Talk to your agent, you know, find out, you know, what about if I have a little water leak, or what if I have a foundation crack, you know, the little things that we don't really think about. And one of the things is flood insurance. You know, homeowners insurance doesn't cause
flood. You know, that's kind of a cuss word around here now.
Why is that?
Flood insurance.
Flood insurance. Well, it's something everybody needs to be thinking about, because flood doesn't necessarily mean what you see on the news when the rivers back up. Flood insurance, if you have water that runs into your house, you know, maybe there's construction in your neighborhood, things that change, you got a real big rain, maybe there's something blocking the escape of the water, and the only place it has to go is in through your back door and into your carpet and stuff. There's no coverage for that unless you have flood insurance. You know, we've had several instances this last year of people that had rising water or water run in. So flood insurance, and if you're not in a flood zone, it's very, very inexpensive. But you never know when you might need it.
Well, and when Piggy, you're 100%. If you're not in a flood zone, it's kind of just a good, no pun intended, insurance policy.
It is.
But if you're in a flood, that's what I was gagging. If you're in a floodplain, it's got way expensive now. They've kind of got kind of under control a little bit. Yeah. But it's still an issue we're working through.
It is, and you know, you need to look at, especially if you're buying something. I'm sure you're a realtor. I don't know if y'all do. You know, y'all looked at and you advise the people that, you know, whether you're in a flood zone and stuff like that. So, but on home insurance, you want to make sure that you've got the coverages that you need, and you've got plenty of coverage for your contents and stuff like that. All the policies are different. Some cover your guns and stuff up to the property limits. Some only have a certain amount that they cover guns and jewelry. And one of the important things we really talk to people now is scheduling your important items, scheduling your jewelry, your guns, your fine arts and stuff like that. And so if you ever have that total loss in your house, or you have a theft or break-in, you know you got your possessions covered.
And P, let's back up a little bit, because I think one thing, and I'm going to be the first to admit this, as you know, I bought a house a couple of years ago, loved my house, and right when we bought it, I had somebody offer to buy it for more money.
Yeah.
And, you know, being the realtor, I thought, oh, wow, let me think about it. Well, I called my buddy who actually built the house 15 years ago, and he said, give me a couple of days. I'll tell you what it costs to reproduce this house. Well, it was about 33% more than what I paid for this house.
Right. Yeah.
And he said, that does not include your lot. So I'm thinking, well, if it burned down, the lot would still be there. But it was still 33% more to reproduce the same house today than what I paid for it today.
Yeah. Well, you know, we always get that people calling in, and we're required, if we want to do a replacement cost policy, to figure out what that cost of the house is to replace. And always get the situation, well, you know, my taxes only show it's worth this much, or I only bought this much in the house. And people don't understand, but with insurance, they're insuring it in case a total loss. They have to go in and have the money to tear it down, tear the structure down, and rebuild it to new codes and specifications. And that's almost always going to be more than what a purchase price going by in a used home or something like that.
Well, and I'll tell you right now, folks, I've got several buddies that are in the building business and have been for a long time. And people go, oh, God, he sold that house for $400,000. He's rich. He might have had $395,000 to build it.
Right.
And that's probably more likely yay than nay, especially right now, the cost of materials.
Yeah.
You know, especially when the fuel spiked up, it was real, real expensive, because you think about everything's based on that.
Right.
Even with a lower down, just the materials. My poor builder friends, I think they've got to be very, very smart, to be honest, to make a profit. And that's for these prices as high as they are, new construction.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, it's just important, you know, if you get your home and your auto and your toys, those are your assets, and people need to make sure that they're covered properly. They need to ask their insurance agent questions. And if they don't understand their policy, ask. And you need to be having with an agent that's going to help you understand what you have. So many times people come in and they don't understand. You explain their coverages and say, oh, I didn't realize what that meant. So.